fifth pack of Vegas, fourth Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Shneizman, Mikulu Beis Sham, Mechum Beis Sil. There's a, Rabbi Lezer brings two machlokes in between Beis Sham Beis Sil, which Beis Sham is the Mekil. Now, the halacha is that if a woman gives birth to a boy, the first 7 days, the dam is Tomei, and afterwards, the next 33 days, the dam is Tar. So the question is, what happens with dam that comes out after the first 7 days that she didn't go to the mikveh yet? So, Bishami holds Midaraisa, the dam is automatically Tar after 7 days, even if she didn't go to the mikveh. And therefore, he says, dam yuled shalik Tar, if she didn't go to the mikveh yet, they were Matamid, but only Midrabbonin, and therefore, Bishami says, this is according to Bishami, Kirokik mei Ragleo, it's like liquids that come out of her body, not the dam itself, which is only Matamid. When it's moist and not when it dries, so it's like a rug, which is a spit, a saliva, and maybe a gland like a urine. But Basil, no, that till she went to the mikveh, even though the 7 days passed, the dam is tummy midaraisa, and the mela has a regular din of dam nida. That is matama, whether it's moist or dry. Moidim b'yoled is bezayv shoot to matama lach v'yovish. And everybody agrees that if she was a zova, she saw for three days in the non-prescribed times of seeing dam nida, she's a zova. And she has to have shiva nikiyim, since she was in that state when she gave birth, till she goes to the mikveh, all the dam she have is considered dam nida, even though it's after the 7 day period, which potentially the dam should be dam tar.